Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
How's your mom doing with the divorce and everything?
Well, my dad left her for another man. She lost 15 pounds, got an eye lift. It's been good for her.
My mom kind of left us a couple months ago. My dad and my sister don't really see that.
I don't know what's happened with my wife or my marriage, and you showing up here randomly doesn't make figuring that out any easier.
Am I the only one who thinks this is extremely weird?
Forget about it. If Dad can let it go, so can you.
I can't believe you didn't tell me your mom came home.
Your wife despises me.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, she did.
You should deal with your father.
He needs to.
I don't.
We broke up, okay?
He was gonna get back together with me, but only so my mom would help his dad.
I need your support here, son, and your trust.
You better hope for your sake they don't call your son to the stand.
Do you like me?
Define like.
As per Gossip Girl's Thanksgiving tradition, I'm trading my laptop for stovetop. And for the next 16 hours, the only thing I'm dishing is seconds. When the cat's away, the mice will play. Have fun, little rodents.
I mean, who gets wasted on Thanksgiving? If the holidays are lonely for people, I wanted to keep them company. Your mom is freaking out, so my mom is freaking out.
What? Which means you freak out? Blair, just cut the cord. Go nuts. Come on, let's do shots. Come on.
I told Lily that you were buying a pie.
Oh, pie.
Where is your purse?
My purse.
Oh, great. All right. You stay here. Okay, I'm gonna go look. Don't drink or hit on anything.
Pie's been secured. Thanksgiving no longer needs to be canceled. All right? Hey, Mom, you know I need to go. I'm sorry. Bye.
Oh, man.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, right away. Pal?
Oh, you're funny.
Hey, excuse me. Do you need, like, a crossing guard or a
cab, maybe?
Oh, pie.
More like roadkill now, but better it than you, right? I'm Dan Humphrey.
Hi.
I don't know, we met last year. You might not remember. Yeah, you probably don't, but look, you should be more careful.
You need to keep your hands off of her.
Blair!
Trying to take advantage of her on the holidays. Come on, let's go three.
Bye, Dave.
Bye. Bye.
Bye, Serena.
Hey.
And hello to you. Big national holiday. You excited?
Kind of am. Might be the first Thanksgiving in a while that I actually remember.
Yeah, I bet.
Huh?
Nothing. You at Blair's?
Almost. Her dad's going to be home for the first time since he left, so she's really excited.
Oh, well, family reunions are all around then. We, too, have a full Humphrey household. Hopefully it'll stick.
Well, it seems like your mom's really trying.
Better Thanksgiving than never.
Call me between every course.
Okay.
Bye.
Mom, is it really okay to cook with this much heavy cream?
Our arteries give us a free pass on turkey day.
Shame our family doesn't have a few hundred more members.
You think I bought too much?
Only by several tons.
But it's our first holiday back. I wanted to make sure it was special.
I think they call that guilt.
Yeah, I guess they do.
But if it means more midnight turkey sandwiches for all of us, then so be it.
Yeah, see, Dan, we on this side of the kitchen choose to be positive.
Yeah, Dan. What's it gonna be? You with us or against us?
Fine, but only if I can take the cranberry sauce out of the can. That is my specialty.
I have to find this recipe before my dad gets here.
Harold Waldorf's famous pumpkin pie.
Well, it may have been Bobby Flay's, but it didn't stop my dad from taking credit for it.
It's gonna be perfect. Look at you. Quite the chipper sous chef.
Well, I'm in a good mood. It happens. Sometimes because I increase my Lexapro, sometimes because my dad's in town.
And sometimes mostly because things are good with a boy. You and Nate get back together?
You mean since Gossip Girl published pictures of him and some skank?
So that's a no. What's Chuck doing today?
Why are you asking me?
Well, you guys are friends. And Blair, look, you know you can tell me anything. I'd be the last person to judge anyone.
With good reason.
Blair, I saw you with Chuck.
I don't know what I was thinking. I mean, sleeping with him once, maybe you could understand, but twice?
Wait, you slept with him?
Shh. Oh, Blair! What happened to no judging?
I'm not, but I thought you wanted to wait. I thought you wanted to make things special.
Oh, so Nate gets the free pass and I'm the slut?
Tell me you didn't sleep with Chuck for revenge.
Well, it wasn't because I like his natural musk. And besides, nothing hurts more than sleeping with a best friend, right, Es?
Way to prove a point.
Well, I learned from the master.
If you're sleeping with Chuck, I'd say the students become the master.
Are you jealous? You didn't get to sleep with him first? There had to be somebody left on the Upper East Side.
Blair, darling, are you going to help me at all?
Serena, do you know when your mother's arriving?
She's not. We're not doing Thanksgiving here anymore.
No. Why? Because I uninvited them.
Happy holidays, Eleanor. Mom, I know it's my fault that we're here, but let's not get crazy.
Well, I don't know what you're complaining about. I'm just trying to provide my family with a home-cooked meal.
You don't know how to cook.
Well, don't blame me. Talk to your sister. She's the one that got us exiled from the Waldorf.
I'm sorry.
And even if you did cook, we don't have an oven.
Preaching to the converted, Eric. Look, we'll just pick up a few things and try to make do.
Peking duck on Thanksgiving.
Not a bad idea. No, Mom, all the other shops are closed. There's nothing wrong with having Chinese food on Thanksgiving.
What?
Jews have been doing it on Christmas since forever. A pumpkin. It's festive, yes? We're going to eat a pumpkin? Mom. So you couldn't make it past the salad, huh?
I opened the cranberries. My work is done. How's Blair's?
I wouldn't know. She gave me the boot.
What? She kicked you out of her house? What happened now?
Don't ask. But the good news is, my mom is going to slice us up a pumpkin. Oh, and there's a duck.
No, you can't eat duck and raw pumpkin on Thanksgiving. You know what? I'm the guardian of Vanessa's sister's van for the weekend, and we here at the Humphrey Manor have an oddly large kitchen table.
What are you suggesting? These smell great.
Yes, so we can starve in a fragrant hotel room.
We're not starving. Look, I got us into this mess, so I'm going to get us out of it. Elaborate, Serena. Thanksgiving at the Humphrey. Dan invited me, and Eric's friends with his sister, and his dad's really cool.
Awesome, I'm leaving the pumpkin.
What do you say, Mom?
Found it. Sous chef, you're needed.
Ready and awaiting orders.
I see we have extra help.
Yes, well, Serena's spending Thanksgiving with us this year.
More the merrier. Happy to have you, my dear.
The canapes were a huge success. I saved one for you, Blair.
I'm not really hungry.
Well, what does that mean, you're not really hungry?
Well, I had like 15 of them this morning when Daddy first made them.
15?
Serena.
Do you think that's wise?
Darling, she's fine. She has been for 2 months. What did the doctor say? Don't drive us crazy.
Okay. We are going to need to set another place at the table. Laurel brought one of the models I'm working with.
Do I know her? What's her name?
His name? It's Roman.
Huh?
Not this one, Harold. We have to work together.
Hey!
Happy Thanksgiving!
You too.
Want one?
Sure.
Good boy!
Nate the Great.
So what I meant?
Nothing. You're about to witness the return of sober Serena.
Oh, no.
Maybe not. Sweetie, would you take her upstairs, put her in the bath before your mother gets wind of this whole situation?
What, and leave you all alone? Thanksgiving is our thing. Nate, will you please take care of her? Please?
I will. Come on.
Daddy, can I help with the pumpkin pie?
Of course.
Thank you.
Crush.
Thank you very much. Crush them. Caterers? What's going on here?
Everyone is getting ready for our lovely dinner, and you should be too.
Everyone except Daddy. Where is he?
I thought you knew.
Knew what?
Your father isn't coming. He didn't tell you?
he decided to stay in Paris. He's got either too much work or Roman is too much work. Who knows?
I don't understand. If he wasn't coming, why wouldn't he just call me and tell me himself?
Darling, you should know by now that your father is not a fan of the difficult conversation. Now, why don't you run along and change into something a little more enchanting? That's good.
Are you sure you don't want us to stay with you?
No, we don't want to leave you, Mom, if you don't feel well.
Oh, no, you kids have fun. I don't have an appetite anyway.
Oh, hold on a second. Let us begin. Hey!
Room service?
Oh, no, sir. You have the wrong room.
Oh, no, you're early. I lied.
Mom!
All I care about is that you two are together. I don't want to be an imposition.
No.
Man with van, at your service.
Hey.
Hey.
Bold choice of attire, Mrs. Vanderwoodson. Unless it's what they're wearing in the runway these days.
No, my mom's sicked out because she didn't want to be imposing.
You know what? I am fine just curling up and reading a good book.
But you're supposed to be with your family on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and Nicholas Sparks is hardly family. I'm not taking no for an answer. In fact, I'm not even asking. You are coming with us. I'm adult-napping you.
Fine, just stop talking, and I'll get ready.
Make it snappy, I'm double parked.
Thanks.
Hey, Rufus Humphrey, leave a message, and I'll get back to you.
Rufus, it's Lily. Your very persistent son insisted that I join you for dinner. I want to remind you that my kids do not know that we are friendly, and I would like to keep it that way. That said, I look forward to seeing you.
Ugh. How could he just blow me off? Thanksgiving is our ritual. You know, he didn't even call. How hard is it to pick up the phone?
Miss Blair, maybe you pick up phone, call your papa. Maybe he tell you the real story.
Real story?
With pearls.
Tastes good, Mom.
Thank God Citarella was still open. I had to improvise since we were disinvited from the Waldorfs at the last minute. Just like I was asked to step down from the committee for the Snowflake Ball, and how I wasn't asked back to the Lincoln Center Foundation. Thought at least your father's lawyer might join us for dessert.
Mom, stop. You were all for acting like nothing was wrong until it landed on you. Nate.
I forgot to call the bail bondsman. Maybe he has nowhere to go.
Mom, no one is more mad than I am, but this is not the right way.
Nathaniel, I don't need you to fight this fight for me.
Where do you think you're going?
Anywhere but here.
What's taking Dan and Serena so long?
Hey, we're here.
There you are. You're lucky you made it while the turkey is still hot.
Mom, this is Serena, and this is her brother, Eric.
It is so nice to meet you, Bob.
Nice to meet you, too.
Hi.
And this is their mother, Lily.
Happy Thanksgiving.
But I thought you were going to bring pie.
I did, but it kind of got run over by a taxi as I was trying to help this girl stay out of traffic.
Ah, well, who needs dessert when we have a real-life hero in our midst? Your brother just saved a girl. So you had to be near a girl for that to happen.
Not just any girl. The girl.
Oh, the blonde you stalked at school?
Just the one.
A thing for blondes. You are your father's son.
Not just any blonde. Apparently, I like the ones who get drunk on Thanksgiving and almost die.
Well, your dad likes them dangerous and troubled, too, so...
You were dangerous?
Who said I was talking about me?
Well, I didn't realize it was anyone else.
Well, it is so nice to meet you.
Allison. Right, it's nice to meet you, too. Lily, was it?
Yes. Well, I'm just going to take these coats and put them in, Dan's room.
You know, it's okay. I've got them.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, Eric and Jenny, napkin duty. Serena and Dan, I want every water glass filled and every candle you can find lit.
I am sorry. I did not know that you were...
Back? Well, I am. And why would you know?
Well, Dan never mentioned it when he invited me. I called.
I didn't hear the phone.
You know what? It's fine. It's fine. Let's just have a great time. This holiday is about sharing.
Right. And if you don't mind, could we not share too much? I haven't exactly told my kids about my past, Will. Our past.
Hey, turkey's almost room temp, guys. Come on down.
Grab the mashed.
Happy Thanksgiving.
That goes
without speaking.
You know that.
I know.
I like the
painter. The
guy
would come
here.
Hey, Eric.
You haven't
touched your food. Magdalene,
what has gotten into you? Well, I was going to wait till after dinner, but I guess now is as good a time as any. Did you call Daddy and say that I didn't want to see him this Thanksgiving?
Of course not. What a ridiculous accusation.
So you didn't tell him that I was so angry at him for leaving that I didn't even want to talk to him today? You had no right to uninvite him.
When are you going to get it through your head? He left us.
He didn't leave us. He left you.
That's enough. If you want to take this up with me, we can discuss it later. After our guests have left. Right now, you either eat or you leave the table.
I told you I'm not hungry.
Or maybe dessert will change your mind.
Where's Daddy's pie? I don't see his pumpkin pie.
Well, there were so many delicious choices coming from the caterer. We just sent that one down to the doorman. What is Thanksgiving, after all? Huh? Now choose one of those amazing desserts.
Mrs. Vander Woodson, what were Thanksgivings like when you were growing up? Serena said you were raised in California?
Oh, I grew up on a little ranch in Montecito.
I didn't know there were little ranches.
There aren't.
I don't want to be rude, but I should take this.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, we're right in the middle of dinner. Yeah, but of course, I'm on my way.
What's up?
I'm sorry, but I have to go.
Is everything all right?
No, but it will be, I hope. I'm sorry, I can't really say more, but it's nothing about us.
Okay.
I was having a lot of fun there.
All right.
Oh, of course, you're such a good friend. Look, I hope you don't mind that my daughter has to go.
Do you need to go with her?
No, Mom, stay, have fun, please.
Thanks, guys. It was nice to meet you.
She gonna be okay?
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with her. But, you were talking about your ranch.
Did you have any horses?
Yes, I had a few. I had my own, Rosewood.
My dad has a song called Rosewood.
Oh, but no, not that Rosewood.
I completely forgot about that song.
Yeah, it's about my mom, you know, because she had this perfume that she always wore, and it was Rosen...
Sandalwood.
Yeah. It was like her own personal scent.
I'm a fool.
You're not a fool.
Huh?
Raise your hand if you're over 30 and acting really weird right now.
I'm sorry, Allison. I never told Rufus about that horse, so I'm sure it's just a coincidence.
Wait a minute here. Why are you talking like you know each other?
Do you two know each other?
We kind of did know each other a long, long time ago.
What?
Know each other how?
Oh, my God.
This is unbelievable. You know what? I need some air. Don't follow me.
You have a lot of explaining to do.
Mom, wait.
May we please be excused?
Watch it. Come on.
I don't want that.
Oh, too bad. Blair's direct orders.
Blair's not the boss of me.
Sit. Oh, are you new here? Because Blair's the boss of all of us.
Oh, seriously, Serena, you smell like the floor of a brewery.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
Oh, my God. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Brewery floor with a hint of secondhand smoke.
A little pint of Old Spice.
I totally need a bottle.
Yeah, deal with it. Please.
Blair's a bossy genius.
Oh, yes, she is.
So, what about you?
What about me? I don't smell like an ashtray.
But you look like an ashtray.
Stop. Serena. Serena, stop. What's wrong with you?
I didn't mean for it to happen. I didn't see your dad downstairs. My mother just decides everything, you know? Everything in the world is just totally up to her. Out of here, out of this apartment, to a place a little more sane. Any place would qualify.
So you actually threatened Lily Vanderwoodson with physical violence? Mom, you are a badass.
Yeah, well, what can I say? I was younger then. And wearing steel-toed boots. No, we never actually came to blows. I focused on transforming my anger into art. I made some collages. I wrote a trilogy of one-act plays about her, named the character Millie, to try to be, you know, subtle.
It's clever. So what was so bad about her? And I mean, aside from the superior fluttering eyelids and punishing sarcasm.
Well, she was your dad's first great love, as she likes to remind me every chance she got. Kind of hard to compete with that.
You've been in here for a half hour.
Yeah, well, not nearly enough time to fathom how you allowed me to walk into this situation.
Allowed you? You were the last person I expected to come through my front door today.
Yeah, well, at the very least, you knew that Serena would come home and tell me all about the wonderful Thanksgiving she had with Dan, his father, oh, and his mother. Is this really how you think I deserve to find out?
I don't know what I do or do not owe you. I mean, we haven't actually defined what we are to each other.
Well, maybe this is the perfect opportunity to do it.
Lily, these past few weeks,
I've been what? You can't even say it, can you?
I can. But I shouldn't. Look, for better or for worse, you're one of my oldest friends.
Mm. Oldest friends? That's certainly not how it felt when you kissed me at Eleanor's party. What? Oh.
Allison, honey.
Dan, will you go and...
Check on Jenny and Eric. Okay.
Mom, where's Dad?
How dare you do that? Leave in the middle of Thanksgiving dinner?
I need to talk to Dad.
Dad?
Dad? Oh my God, Dad. Dad!
Mom, call 911, hurry!
Dad, please wake up, Dad!
Rita. Easy. Take a seat, honey.
Oh, how do I smell now?
You smell fantastic, but you might not want to keep asking people that.
Serena, you look wonderful. That shirt was made for you.
Actually, it was made for you.
Yeah, I knew there was a reason I liked it.
Yours too, I see.
And mine.
No.
Would you help me with the potatoes?
Yes.
Don't tell me it's a big deal. I'm well aware of the stakes.
Hey, who's Dad talking to?
What, now?
In the office. Something about that deal with a Dutch company.
So it looks like I'll have to slip out for a few minutes.
Dad, it's a holiday.
Not in Amsterdam.
Well, we are in America. Tell them it will wait till tomorrow.
Sweetheart, I don't want to go. I have to. I brought this deal in. But if Meltzer closes it without me, I don't get the commission.
Forget the commission. I'll write you a check myself. Sit. We're just about to eat.
I think I just lost my appetite.
Your father and his headaches. Probably took the Vicodin and forgot. Had some whiskey, and the next thing...
Mom, seriously, did you hear anything the doctor said? With what he took, he could have cured 30 headaches. Mom, he's got a problem, and ignoring it almost killed him.
Oh, no. This is not my fault.
I'm not blaming anybody.
You can blame whoever you want, just not me. All I'm guilty of is trying to make his life easier.
Easier? You've made his life impossible.
What do you mean? He's had everything he ever wanted just handed to him. My father set him up with his own firm. He gave us the house that we live in, the Hamptons, the boat. He's never had to earn a dime.
And how do you think that's working out for him, Mom, huh? Wake up!
All he had to do was sit behind a desk, put on a suit, and not get arrested. And he couldn't manage to do that. You want me to give him more responsibility in the family?
I don't know what the answer is. But we can't keep going on like this. Or else we'll lose him.
Excuse me. Sorry to interrupt, but Mr. Archibald is awake. He was asking for you. Thank you. You're welcome. I'll go see how he's doing.
No, I will.
I'm not saying you're overreacting per se, just having a reaction that is above and beyond what is appropriate.
I have been killing myself trying to make up for what happened in Hudson.
Which is not an overreaction, I might add.
And then I find out that the two of you are making out at dinner parties?
It was hardly making out. And there's an explanation.
You guys, I'm back and I'm from Blair.
Hey.
Wow. Weird vibe. Okay. Where's Dan?
There's no chance we're related, right?
Oh, look at Eric's roots.
What do you mean? What's wrong with onions?
The kind of roots it's like.
Hey.
Serena and Blair.
Blair?
Yeah.
It's me.
Explanation to follow, but first, what's going on with our parents?
Oh, our dad dated your mom.
Yeah, we're not related, though.
What?
Yeah, ignore my roots.
Wait, what?
You know what's really weird? There's a garage door in the middle of your room. Oh, is that Cedric?
Oh, this day just got a lot worse.
Hold on. How serious were they, our parents?
I think it's safe to say that they have had sex.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, I'm gonna faint.
To repeat, we are not related.
She was a groupie, and he was almost famous.
Suddenly, my family seems so sane.
It's just too much to handle on an empty stomach.
Well, we're not going back out there.
Well, can we leave here then, please? Escape? I don't know, maybe eat?
That's why they call it a fire escape.
I think we're splitting hairs here, Rufus. An emotional affair is just as bad as a physical one.
Oh, please, nobody's buying that. Emotional affairs are necessary to keep a marriage alive.
And how many times have you been divorced?
Allison, this is not about Lily. This is about you and me.
Exactly. And if we're going to have any chance, then she can't be here.
What, for Thanksgiving? Or ever? No, you can't be serious.
I am. Look, I have made mistakes, and I know that. But if she's in your life, you're never going to get over her.
Allison.
This is it, Rufus. Okay, if you want to make this work, then you have to make a choice.
Mom is such a hypocrite. In all these years, she's been writing me about my behavior.
And here she's just mad at you for being her.
The whole time my dad has given me this advice based on this girl he dated. This girl, a lot like Serena.
Your mom, when you think about it, it makes total sense that your mom was a groupie. I mean, only a woman that had completely satisfied her sexual appetite in her youth would ever marry your stepdad.
Can we not talk about my mom's appetite?
You know, or who satisfied her.
It's just
so
gross.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. Do you want to go home? We could call a car.
No, not yet. I need fries. Excuse me, can I get some French fries and just keep them coming?
Sure, coming right up.
Jenny and I should probably head back to the loft.
I'm gonna go too. Leave you guys alone. Thank you. For today. The sandwich was delicious. I'm calling Dr. Sherman tomorrow.
Is that really necessary, Mom? From what I hear, you have been in places far dirtier than this.
Yeah.
Please. Try spending 9 hours with Jane's addiction on the Ohio Turnpike. Then we'll talk about dirty.
Okay.
See you later, Waldorf. So today was not boring.
No. I never should have asked Mom to come home. But I didn't see this coming.
Who could have? Don't worry about it.
It's so weird to think that our parents had lives before us, you know?
I know. Or that they had lives before each other.
Lily seemed pretty upset. I wonder what happened when we were gone.
I don't know, but it looks like we're about to find out.
Hey, who's in the mood for a little Humphrey family scrimmage? What'll be? Kids against the parents? Boys against the girls?
Oh, definitely. Girls against the boys, because last year I got burned by Dan's weak forward pass.
Hey. I was nursing a rotator cuff injury from Mach 5.
Yeah. Come on, Mom. Let's go. We got a plate. Yeah.
So, Dad, not that I'm mad exactly, but not telling me about Serena's mom was extremely uncool.
I should have said something, I know. And I'm sorry.
Given the ick factor alone, I would say that you set my progress back by at least several months.
Oh, come on. You're a Humphrey man. No daughter of Lily's could ever resist.
How'd you leave it back there with her?
Well, I wouldn't be expecting Lil over for dinner anytime soon. Your mom and I need to focus on the future, not the past.
And that's a lot easier for all of us without her around.
Huh? Well, let's play with the old pigskin then.
Mom.
Here you are.
Here you are. You had me worried sick.
Blair,
I know I shouldn't have lied to you about your father.
That never stopped you before.
True. But the real truth, divorce papers from your father, I am supposed to sign them. I haven't yet.
Mom. He's living in Europe with a man. You can't be all that surprised that he wants a divorce.
I'm not. But what I am surprised about is how it makes me feel. He was my husband, after all. My Harold. For almost 20 years. I couldn't face him. During the holidays, it was always our happiest time.
Why didn't you just tell me that?
And let you choose between the two of us? I wonder who would have won that battle. Yeah, I would have been entirely alone. Although, I was anyway.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
Hey.
Are you still here? I guess I must have fallen back asleep.
Yeah, you were pretty out of it when I first came in.
Where's your mom?
She's getting coffee.
How's your mom?
She's gonna be all right. We all are. So, Vicodin and whiskey, huh?
Guess I forgot I took that medicine when I had to.
We're not doing this anymore. Okay, we're just not. I know it wasn't an accident.
Of course it was.
When I found you, I thought you were dead.
Sorry. I couldn't.
Yes, you can. Dad, you have to, please. I know it might not always feel that way, but we need you. Dad, we need you.
Here you go, Nate.
Ah, thank you, Mr. Waldorf. My dad will appreciate this.
You got the gravy. He's got high cholesterol.
And
Mom,
thanks.
Come on,
man, some gravy.
Okay. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too, man.
Right. Good night, sweetheart.
Good night.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey,
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, you as well.
Happy Thanksgiving,
Hi.
Blair.
I'm looking for my daughter. Where is my little girl?
Oh. Hi. Too much turkey?
Uh-huh.
Thanksgiving.
I don't feel this.
Hey, Dan, will you pass the mash?
What? Oh, yeah, sorry.
Come on, son, you're asleep at the wheel. The Humphrey family Thanksgiving dinner is a well-oiled machine.
What are you still thinking about your dream room?
What?
Uh-huh.
No.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm thinking about your stuffing, Mom, which looks delicious.
Yeah.
Your stuffing.
Yeah.
Well, keep dreaming. You know, maybe one day she'll actually know your name.
Yeah, maybe. And then I'll have something to be thankful for.
Oh, shut up. Really?
What's that all about?